The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
A very good afternoon, Rolien. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Gary Bromberg. Okay, who has an issue with Billy Idol here?
I suppose not everyone enjoys that type of hard rock. So, yeah, I always expect it. You know, 80s is very different, 90s, all types of music is very different. But Rolien, anyway, a busy week ahead for Israel leaders as they gear up for major presidential visits. President Herzog is off to Czech Republic, and Israel is getting ready to welcome U.S. President Biden. Israel and the Czech Republic enjoy very strong ties. What do we know about President Herzog's visit?
Well, we know that he departed last night. He has been in the Czech Republic today. Unfortunately, when I put the topics together this morning, we didn't know which day he was traveling. All we knew, probably for security purposes, was it was before President Biden touches down. So we know now that he is currently in the Czech Republic. He shared a very moving picture of him in one of the synagogues in Czech Republic, saying, you know, given what our people have endured in the last a couple of decades, or in the last century and decades, it is quite a moving moment for him to be there in a synagogue saying Kaddish as the president of the state of Israel. Now, Israel and the Czech Republic have very, very strong and close ties. This has been since the inception of the modern state of Israel. So what we know is that he'll meet with his counterpart as well as the Czech Prime Minister, and he's traveling with his wife, the First Lady Michal Herzog, and they will also meet with members of the Czech Jewish community, and then he will be winging his way back to Israel later tonight. But a very, very strong relationship with the Czechs. The Czechs have stood with Israel through thick and thin, most notably at the United Nations. They have flown the Israeli flag in times of conflagration. So we are very, very proud that our president is visiting there today. And we look forward to continued strong relations between Israel and Czech Republic.
And an unknown message that's just come through. So the president is checking out the Prague. Don't unfriend me. I won't. I definitely won't. So, Rolien, the flag's being ironed, the police are doing drills in anticipation of President Biden's visit on Wednesday. What do we know about this or his itinerary?
Well, what we do know is that he's going to be causing major upsets on our highway. So I kid you not, the flags are literally being ironed. We had a picture tweeted out from the president's residence earlier today, staff members ironing those red, white and blue flags to put up all over Jerusalem. So he is expected to land on Wednesday afternoon. At the moment, our Air Force, our police force have been doing drills. Of course, we're going to be maintaining as strong as possible security. So what we do know is that he will touch down in Israel. This is his first visit to the region as President of the United States. Again, it doesn't matter what you think of President Biden, who you support, what side of the aisle you find your allegiance more identifying with. This is still the president of Israel's strongest and most important ally, and we cannot forget that. So he'll be touching down Wednesday afternoon. We have been warned by Israel's police that there will be closures in Jerusalem, road closures in Jerusalem, and of course around the hotel where Biden and his delegation will be staying. And then a lot of traffic will be rerouted because the Jerusalem-Tel Aviv highway, known as Route 1, will be closed, and traffic in both directions will be redirected to Route 44, 444, and the 443, which means basically if I want to go anywhere on Wednesday, I can forget about it because I sit in the middle of those major routes. So if you are in Israel and you're listening or you're headed to Israel, just know that traffic is going to be a nightmare for the next couple of days. We know that he will be met by Prime Minister Lapid. He will visit Yad Vashem, very important. He will also meet with Defense Minister Benny Gantz. He will see demonstrations and talks around the Iron Dome. We can't forget that the president signed off an additional funding of the Iron Dome by 500 million, very important funding indeed. And he will meet with the leader of the opposition, Benjamin Netanyahu. He will meet, of course, with President Herzog. He will then meet with Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority. Now, I know many people take umbrage at that. This is his trip to the region. He's going to want to show some kind of good faith towards the Palestinians because relations between the Palestinians and the Trump administration really, really declined. And then, very importantly, he will be departing Israel on Friday and going to Saudi Arabia. This is important because relations between the US and Saudi have kind of soured over the last couple of years. So he's going to want to renew strong ties. And of course, we're all watching to see whether or not any significant announcements will be made. But our Prime Minister, Yair Lapid, addressing his very first cabinet meeting last week, said that he sends the president with a message of hope and peace from Israel, and that we want to, anyone who wants to establish peace with Israel will be welcomed, and he encourages countries in the region to do that. This is Prime Minister Lapid speaking, for the sake of our children.
And the race to elections is definitely on. And yesterday, two parties announced a merger. Who's joining forces?
Well, this is quite an unlikely joining of forces. We have the very centrist Blue and White, which is headed by Defense Minister Benny Gantz, joining forces with the more right-leaning New Hope Party, which is headed by Gideon Saar. So they have joined themselves a union. They've joined a union, and in the press speech yesterday, Benny Gantz appealed to any of the other parties that share the same values to join with their union. So what we do know is that coming out of this new union, we don't know what it's called yet. Some people are saying maybe it will be called Blue and White New Hope, or New Hope Blue and White, or, you know, it's anyone's guess. But we do know that they have submitted their list to the Knesset Electoral Commission, which is what parties have to do. And at the top of the list is Benny Gantz, and second to that is Gideon Saar. And the way polls are sitting at the moment, the parties combined are estimated to gain about 14 seats, which is a significant chunk. And of course, we have to remember that it's not necessarily who wins the election, but who can form a coalition or put a government together. That's important. But what I found very moving is a tweet sent out by Prime Minister Lapid saying, "I wish my good luck to Benny Gantz and Gideon Saar. I'm convinced that your intentions are good. I look forward to continuing to work with you on behalf of the citizens of Israel." Very, very gentlemanly, considering that no matter where you are in the world, when it comes to elections, the claws come out, the feathers fly, and the recriminations begin.
And Rolene Marks with our Israel report. Thank you so much, Rolene, and have a good evening, and chat to you tomorrow afternoon.